is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Supreme Court has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from deporting more immigrants using the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Scott Lucas is a professor of international politics at University College Dublin.
They didn't say yes or no in terms of whether or not the Trump administration can use this Alien Enemies Act, but they said no migrants, not only from Texas, but no migrants from anywhere across the United States can be deported until the federal appeals court makes its determination. So they effectively put the case back to the federal appeals court and issued a temporary stay on any deportations until we get that ruling on the merits of the case.
Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen is back from El Salvador, where he met with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was mistakenly deported.
Depriving Kilmar of his constitutional rights is a threat to everybody who resides in America. He had not heard that. I believe that gave him additional strength.
Abrego Garcia has been moved from the notorious CECOT prison to a nearby detention center, Van Hollen said, but has never been told why he's being held. The Department of Justice has acknowledged Abrego Garcia was deported by mistake after a prior court order prohibited his being sent to El Salvador, a nation he fled about 15 years ago.
CBS's Scott McFarland. The U.S. and Iran are holding their second round of nuclear talks in Rome today. President Trump has threatened military action if diplomacy doesn't work.
I'm for stopping Iran, very simply, from having a nuclear weapon. They can't have a nuclear weapon. I want Iran to be great and prosperous and terrific.
Iran wants the U.S. to lift its sanctions. The Oklahoma City bombing was 30 years ago today. 168 people were killed. KWTV anchor Robin Marsh.
Evil will not prevail. What was meant for evil will be turned to good. And that embodies what Oklahoma City is today doing and will continue to do in the future.
Former President Bill Clinton is addressing this morning's ceremony in Oklahoma City. Florida State University held a vigil for the victims of Thursday's mass shooting.
At this point, there does not appear to be any connection at all between the shooter and any of the victims.
Classes were canceled Friday.
We're going to let a few people in at a time.
Though some students returned to the campus to retrieve their belongings left behind during the shooting.
It's definitely really sad, but seeing the community come together and like put down flowers and just really reflect on loved ones and what we really need to appreciate and be grateful for.
A memorial on the FSU campus keeps growing. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Those killed were 45-year-old campus vendor Taru Chaba and 57-year-old dining services employee Ricardo Morales. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
The Brewers win their third in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-3 win over the A's at AmFam Field. Caleb Durbin, called up from Nashville, made his major league debut with two hits on four at-bats, a run scored, and a big defensive play from his spot at third base. Game two of the series is tonight. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard, back after just 1 month of treatments for a blood clot in his right leg. Lillard says the early warning signs were not easy to detect.
I mean, I was at dinner, and I could, you know, usually if I have a strain, I could feel it when I walk. You know, I know what that felt like because I was familiar with it. But this, I was at dinner and my leg just felt swollen. You know, it was like super tight. So I think that was the toughest part throughout this entire time was, you know, that first couple days when I first started to feel it, it was obvious that it was there. You know, I didn't know it was a blood clot, but once I found out that's what it was, I knew what it was, you know, why it was so sore and swollen. And that was kind of what led me to go to the team in the first place because I was just like, this ain't normal, you know.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 50s. Tonight, a low around 40 under mostly cloudy skies. Some showers on Sunday with a high near 48. Showers and rumbles of thunder Sunday night, a low near 43. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on your Monday, 56. Right now, it's 44.
Them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in black. With flowers and my love both never to come back. I see my red door, I must have it into black. Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black. No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
As a kid, I never listened closely to the lyrics of a lot of songs and loved that song, but now that I hear it, you know, as an adult, I mean, through the past so many years, I think, wow, what a dark song. Rolling Stones, now the Beatles, come together at WRJN.
Thank you. Memorial Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When your baby don't love you, kind of a drag. When you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen to me when I'm speaking, 'cause you know the words I'm thinking, and I know that you've been cheating.
Yeah. heaven, you know I love you.
Ides of March Vehicle, your Saturday morning soundtrack. Here with you, Rick Johnson. Glad that I'm along this morning, and I'll also be along this afternoon for your Saturday afternoon soundtrack. Start about 2 o'clock because we have Brewers baseball tonight at 5:30, so I'll have a full show this afternoon. Everybody just come along with me. We're just a couple of weeks away from the start of the Racine Raiders football season, and WRJN will carry every game this season, home and away. The first home game is May 3rd at Horlick Athletic Field. Read about the Raiders play-by-play anchor. And also sign up at WRJN.com to get all the information about the Racine Raiders. That'll be coming up pretty soon. Also coming up pretty soon, the second installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown. You're going to like it. It's from 1965. It's a good one.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
So, you want to buy a house. You could go online, do your research, find the dream listing, go see it, and get catfished. Back to the drawing board. More scheduling, more viewings, more, this doesn't even look like the photos. You could finally find one that does match the photos. Then comes the offer. Stress rush? Yep, make that three. And here's the paperwork. Yep, never-ending paperwork. It's a lot. But you don't have to do it alone. Because there's an agent who's a realtor here to guide and help protect you as you find the home that's right for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by you.
Good morning, doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Keep up to date on the biggest news stories from WRJN and the Racine County Eye. Not only on the air and online, but with our weekly newsletter delivered to your inbox every Thursday. Sign up at our website, WRJN.com.
Just the one more.
time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
always love to hear a great Motown sound, the Supremes, and I hear a symphony at WRJN. It's pretty close to 9:30 right now. We're going to do the second installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown. This time, we're going to visit 1965, and to be specific, May 1st, 1965. And earlier in that year, though, the state funeral of Sir Winston Churchill took place in London with the largest assembly of dignitaries in the world. And that was the record until 2005, when the funeral of Pope John Paul II was held. And he had a whole lot more people, a lot more dignitaries. On March 2nd, the Vietnam War Operation Rolling Thunder. Kind of interesting. I was watching PBS the other night, and they had a special about Vietnam, and it just kind of interested me. And they talked about that, too. The Operation Rolling Thunder, United States Air Force 2nd Air Division, and the United States Navy and South Vietnamese Air Force all began a 3.5-year aerial bombardment campaign against North Vietnam. That was taking place then. And mass in the Catholic Church worldwide is said in local languages rather than Latin for the first time in 1965. What was on the radio in 1965? Kind of some cool songs here. Put your ear up and give it a listen.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10. 9.
When two strangers who happen, two silhouettes on the shade.
7.
If you need someone to count on, count me in.
6.
God, I'm waiting for you.
5.
But I know I'll never find another you.
4.
I'm telling you now.
3.
For the number one song on this date.
Number one song on the 1st of May, 1965, Herman's Hermits.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to find. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
In quick review. review for you. The WRJN Capsule Countdown.
There you go, 1965, all tied up in a nice, neat little package. Coming up at 9:45, don't forget, we still have the Forgotten 45. And it's kind of tied to a historic event that happened 200 years ago today. So we'll have that coming up for you.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 50s. Tonight, a low around 40 under mostly cloudy skies. Some showers on Sunday with a high near 48. Showers and rumbles of thunder Sunday night, a low near 43. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on your Monday, 56. Right now, it's 44.
Over yonder, what do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
Bluebird and as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
Finger with their first, their first major hit on Billboard, and No Matter What. And they did sound a lot like the Beatles, no doubt. That's probably why they were on the Apple label, most likely. I was just, you know, thinking about that. Anyway, it's about 9:45, time for the Forgotten 45, and I must admit that CBS News kind of blew my cover in the 7 o'clock version of the news because they talked a little bit about what our Forgotten 45 is today. It was 200 years ago. No. Now, the 45 wasn't that old. Listen, my friends, you shall hear the midnight ride of Paul Revere, and in this case, and the Raiders. Paul Revere, the band's namesake, first met Mark Lindsay while he was picking up food from a bakery where Lindsay had worked. They formed a band, initially called that band the Downbeats, and later changed the name to Paul Revere and the Raiders. Well, they were quite successful, placing 11 hits on Billboard's Top 20. After the band broke up, Mark Lindsay, the band's lead singer, went on to a good solo career. This one's going to have your feet tapping and your hands clapping. It's one of those happy-go-lucky songs. Their 15th song release. And this was in March of 1969, today's Forgotten 45, Mr. Sun and Mr. Moon. You got it, Paul Revere and the Raiders from 1969, or Forgotten 45. And if you like songs like that, you know, songs that were not top chart hits, but still were great hits, you remember? Check out Dan Marcus and the Wax Museum. Every weekday, he does just kind of what I did. He pulls out some of these great nuggets, things you haven't heard for a while. And that's at 9:45 in the morning, so we keep it even for you here on the weekends. And 1:45 in the afternoon, Dan Marcus has another nugget he pulls from his wax museum. So make sure you check him out. He's here weekdays on WRJN. And speaking of things coming up, 10 o'clock, a man and his great music, Mr. Terry Havell. He's going to be coming up here with Rock and Roll Never Forgets. And you know what? He brings this cool entourage with him.
Dance Blast from the Past. Groovy instrumentals, make out oldies, R&B classics, Elvis Encore, The Beatle Break, One Shot Wonders, birthday book artists on the weekend, and of course, number one hits on this date.
He's got them all. He's got them all.
I told you sooner or later I'd get that.
Ain't for you, Rick.
Anything special coming up today?
No, not really, albeit we have some trivia questions.
I know one song you're going to play. The Man from Black.
Well, that's right.
Man in Black.
You wanted some Johnny Cash.
I did.
You know, he's not a pay toilet. I couldn't read this.
Oh, my God. Hey, well, let me get a drum. Boom, boom. There you go. You're here all week, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's Rock and Roll Never Forgets with Terry Avil. He's coming up and I keep hitting this mic. Got a good show, right?
I hope so.
All righty. We'll have it coming up here in just about 10 minutes.
Stay.
WRJN.
Up next, 10 Rock and Roll Never Forgets. We'll see you this afternoon at 2.